Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. Deuteronomy 34 records, "So Moses, a servant of the Lord, died, according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated." The great lawgiver and leader's whole life had been a lonely one. And now, surrounded by a new generation and all the old familiar faces vanished, he is more solitary than ever. He had lived alone with God, and it was fitting that alone with God he should die. How the wondering congregation must have watched as, alone with natural strength unabated, he strode up the mountain to be seen no more. With dignified reticence, our chapter tells us no details. Somewhere in that stark wilderness, his mortal remains were placed into a grave fashioned by the hand of God himself. Contrast that solitary death, an unknown tomb, with another death and another grave, those of the leader of the new covenant, the lawgiver and deliverer from a worse bondage and guide into a better Canaan, the son who was faithful over his own house as Moses was faithful over all his house as a servant. That lonely and unmarked grave among the savage cliffs fit the way of him who lay there. The next great lawgiver laid a sepulcher in a garden, close to a city wall, guarded by foes, visited by numbers of weeping friends, shone upon by a great light of angel faces. The one was hidden and solitary, as teaching the loneliness and mystery of death. The other revealed light in the darkness and companionship in the solitude. The one faded from men's memory because it was nothing to any man. No impulses, no hopes, no gifts could come from it. The other forever draws hearts and memories because in it was formed the victory that provides our highest hopes. An enduring cross, an empty grave, an occupied throne are the threefold binding of the promise of eternal life. Moses was solitary as God's servant in life and death, and oblivion covered his mountain grave. Christ's delights were with the sons of men. He lived among them, and all men know his sepulcher to this day. One of the great truths which the old law and ordinances given by Moses were intended to burn in on the conscience was that forever connection between evil done and evil suffered, which reaches its highest point in the death, which is the wages of sin. Even Moses himself, who taught the soul that sinneth it shall die, had to go up alone to the mountaintop to receive the penalty of the law that had been spoken by his own lips. He sinned when, in a moment of passion, he smote the rock that he was bidden to address, and in his angry words disregarded that he was only an instrument in the divine hand. It was a momentary wavering in 120 years of obedience, rather. Yet the stern sentence came for a little sin done by a loftily endowed and inspired man ceases to be small. Death, as we know it, the ugly thing that throws its long shadows across all life, and that comes armed with terrors for conscience and spirit, is the wages of sin, and is only experienced by those who have transgressed the law of God. So far, Moses in his life and in his death carries us that no transgression escapes the appropriate punishment, that the smallest sin has in it the seeds of mortal consequences, that the loftiest saint does not escape the law of retribution. And no further does Moses with his law and his death carry us, but turn to the other death. There we find the confirmation to the highest degree of that law and yet the repeal of it. It is confirmed and concluded in Jesus Christ. His death was the wages of sin. Whose? Not his. Mine. Yours. Because he died, surrounded by men, he both said amen to the law of Moses and swept it away. For all of the sins of the world were laid upon them, and he bore the curse of us all and has emptied the bitter cup with men's transgressions.
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.
God's Word speaks truth. God's Word speaks life. And God's Word speaks to us today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. Each week, we explore God's Word together on In the Shadow of Your Wings, a radio broadcast on KNEO. Tune in each Saturday at 6:45 p.m. to hear the show. And if you ever miss it, you can always view the archive online at kneo.org. We also have the program available as a podcast as well, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. It's available from Sky High Podcast Network. I invite you to check out the show and learn more about our incredible God and how He cares for you. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him, and you can rest in the shadow of His wings.